Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom!
And welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 151. And you have all of the guys here today. We're only missing one. What is it, Special Karen?
He's a beloved author.
Not a beloved author, Christian Terry, only comes in when it's time to sign books. We have to book him for an episode.
Yeah.
I was talking about our new white colleague who hasn't showed up to work but one time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what white people do.
The Karen connection.
Right. Yeah. I think we need to start recording a little earlier to get the...
To get her.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing but two tears in a bucket, nigga. And I'm here. So welcome back, everybody. We're happy to have you. And we're ready to get this show on the road, right? All right. Let's get on down to the upper room. No need to go anywhere else. But just start at the depths.
The only show. Ours with the
injuries. Who done died?
Damn, did that shit seem extra long?
Yeah.
Shit, you might got a lot of people on the list. Not today. Actually, it's a short list. Santa Claus said, hell, I can skip that town. Ain't enough niggas need to get no presents. Yeah. Let's get on down to the...
He compiled both lists.
Let's get on down to these celebrities who have passed away that we know and some we don't know. Well, this week I am looking very confused about half of them. Y'all niggas just sitting there amazing us. So Michael Constantine, he was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Yeah. He was dead in 94.
Played the dad, I hear.
I never hate to say it.
I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you. I hate when people always ask me, have you not seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Why would I watch that?
And a nigga had the nerve to make a sequel.
I'm with my esteemed colleague. No, I haven't seen it either. Nor will I probably.
Hell no. It's nothing I want to see. It doesn't even sound enticing.
Does it have any superheroes?
Does anybody get naked in My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah.
Do any pairs of women drive off a cliff?
Yeah, anything that's interesting. Dracula.
That'll make the movie better.
Dracula, I'm ready for that. Maybe we should make a cut that just inserts Dracula into the
I say we should do it. I'll help you with it. That should be awesome. Oh, there go Dracula again.
The Bram Stoker's cut.
I was going to say just put the Klan in there, but you know, that might be disrespectful. So moving on to the next person who died. Shall we get disrespectful? Art Matrono. Did I fuck that up, Dusty?
Something like that. Matrono. Matrono.
Which dude is this? Send a picture, Dusty, because you do that the fastest. It take me an hour to find a nigga picture on there.
Kind of type of skills you got, boy. Allegedly, this man was in Police Academy. He was an actor and a comedian, and he was in a couple of other shows, too. But as we always like to give people thanks and praise, Brandon.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Oh, shit.
It's like when the last time I said, God damn, boy, I can't wait for Police Academy.
That was mad disrespectful, though. I know who this guy is.
I believe I remember who this guy was.
I mean, I don't know his whole fucking filmography, but if you saw this guy, if you're of a certain age, you would know him. Yeah. If you're like younger than 25 or something, you're not gonna know this guy.
Oh, the one got the glue stuck in his hat. This crazy motherfucker. Yeah. I remember this guy now. Oh man, he was actually funny as fuck.
And then cut his eyebrows out and drew new ones on there.
Yeah, that's the same guy. The same guy.
Police Academy gave us so much. And if you didn't know, they was making a new Police Academy with The Rock and Kevin Hart. 2025.
Why?
I like how I made that shit up and it sounded sound, right?
That sound, I thought that shit was legit. I was like, damn.
And I believed that for a whole week.
What I always say, Brandon?
Check behind a nigga man.
He's always right.
Because I said, Dustin didn't respond back to that. I guess he knew it was fake. But don't throw ideas out there in the ether. So let's move on to the only person we do know who passed away this week. I cried. I didn't really cry. I didn't even weep. I just kind of said, damn shame. Seen that coming. And we actually cracked jokes at first until we found out what guy died on Tiger King. Because I don't know why that article was so misleading. Fucking bullshit. So Tiger King, Zookeeper, and Netflix star. I hate when they be putting a Netflix star. He's not a star anymore.
He was never a star.
He was a rock star.
His name was Eric Cohen. He died at 53. Man, the whole time I looked at Tiger King, I said, y'all took him. The whole time I was looking at that shit, I said, y'all did a interview with this nigga while he was high. Did he smoke before you get here or while you were here?
He didn't drive it, I'll tell you that. Hey man, I know what I think strange about this shit is. Do you think he died from the fame or died from the hunger because he wasn't at the camp no more?
He died from the drugs, I thought.
I was thinking.
I mean, that was the fame, right? He got a little fame, got an extra little bump in the drug game. Yeah, yeah.
Methamphetamines.
Yeah, nigga, methamphetamines. Nigga, this shit new and crazy.
You never seen Tiger King. You know this guy. He had the one tooth missing. He took care of them goddamn tiger. Oh, but I don't know who in the hell convinced those white people to go into a man's room who is high on God knows what. That nigga could have brought Hellraiser out and y'all trying to do a goddamn interview about Tiger King. No, sir.
Was it his main guy that had the messed up teeth?
Yeah. It was the second main guy. Okay. The one who actually liked eating the steak from Walmart and shit, not the dude who lost both his legs.
Okay.
The long hair one. Yeah. The rock star.
So much happens in that movie. You know, one of the guys shoots himself, killed himself. You know,
I don't want to say that's the best part, but it's definitely, I don't know, like the most shocking, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That part is some shit.
And the craziest shit is, that's the craziest part. When a nigga blow his head off, that's every day. You should see the shit before people start blowing their heads off. It is utterly amazing.
Yeah, it's a must watch.
But RIP to all these people. Racist Joe actually got about 2.5 white men jumping on a boat with him today, because I don't really know what Art Metrano is.
He up in the air. Hey, what I supposed to sign up on the ethnicity?
And there better not be any tigers.
What about the guy from My Big Fat Greek Wedding? It better not be no more goddamn sequels up there.
Yeah.
All right, goddamn, let's get this shit show started. I am on my motorcycle and I'm finna go down the street because these stories are going to be from September the 6th all the way to the 12th. And we are going to remember 9/11 because it was yesterday. And I actually went to go give my neighbor something. He said, man, where were you for 9/11? I feel like I tell the same story. Mm-hmm. I've been telling the same story, 30 years now? How long has it been?
20.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian made a good point. He said, we went to Afghanistan. He said, I had a full set of hair. I have a bald spot now. He said, that's how long we was in Afghanistan.
Right, yeah. 20 years. Well, I mean, actually, we didn't go. Yeah, we did. We went in there right after that. Next year, I think.
So 20 years, bro.
Nearly 20.
And his kids are all like 18 and 19. They don't know nothing about no goddamn 9/11. Eli, how you feel? What do you mean?
I was in high school.
No, yeah, you was in high school, but his kids are 19. They don't know what 9/11 is. That shit just go over their head now. That sound like an old people war.
That shit for real, man. I mean, what that was? It was something going on. I asked kids about how they feel about it. You know, they had like the little kids saying they felt really bad for them. And when they asked the teenagers, man, I don't know what that was. I mean, are they teaching that in school?
About 9/11?
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Why isn't it a holiday off?
Dude, I remember when it was going down, we were at the office huddled around the TV watching it. Everybody was waiting for them to tell us to go home. They never did.
Yo.
What the hell y'all was at?
You never get to go home, though.
Mm-mm. I was at work.
I was in my car. I thought it was on some World War of the World shit. Seriously.
What you was working at, B-Rock?
I was working for a place that measured the distance between power lines. I forget what the hell it was called now.
This nigga had a good job.
Ish.
Dusty, what type of car were you driving?
Fucking Nissan Sentra like I drove most of my life.
I was in my graphic art class gambling.
Oh, damn shit.
High school, 11th grade, shaking dice in the classroom, and the teacher rolled the TV in and said, "We under attack." We said, "What's wrong with this crazy bitch?" Because she was a substitute. Mm-hmm. She ran and put that TV in our face. I seen that shit. I'm like, "There, I don't want these dice no more. I don't know what's going on, but I want to know what's going on."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I was in my first year of college, and I rode in there, and all of the ROTC people were like, "We gotta leave," and they all left. I remember that, and they had to report to their local, you know. All the army people had to leave, and then they brought a TV in there and started showing it.
I always remember people. They brought a TV in. That motherfucker had to go get it. Had to probably rent that motherfucker. They were just giving out TVs at the library. Pull them all out. Giving them all the keys. First come, first serve.
Yeah. Not since the Challenger explosion, you know? Same thing.
Well, I was on my second lunch. I got finished making out with some chick going to my biology class, and he didn't give two fucks. He gave everybody A's. And he just said, "Sit down, Ruck. I don't want to hear. I don't know what you're talking about right now." And I seen that shit. I said, "What in the hell?"
Ruck.
Everybody's mouth was open. You could hear the slob hit the ground. And I was like this. And next thing I know, kids were just disappearing. I'm like, "How your mama get up here that fast?" Me and Jermaine had to wait, because we walked on. Now y'all can't get to school. But the people who walk on should probably leave first, you think?
Man. You do. I'm with my big brother.
Man, they had that Raw video at first. They kept running it forward, running it back. You know what I mean?
That Kennedy shit, and you were like,
"Yeah." If they did it today, they wouldn't show the footage like that. But that day, they were like, and then run it back in reverse. Like it was weird.
If you thought traffic was real good 2 days later, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. And nobody went to the airport.
No, for a long time. Then the TSA came out of nowhere. Let's get on down to good old American news, because the greatest place in the world to live
and survive. In America.
You can never go wrong living in America. I ain't got much. We're going to start out with Dr. Fauci. We're going to sprinkle a little news on him, see what fake Fauci got to say this week. The Miami airport is now boosting their work. They got the world's first COVID dog.
Fauci, how you feel about that?
Put on two masks. Dogs can't smell COVID.
Is it a chihuahua?
Is the dog wearing a mask?
Protect your animals.
Like, what did the dog think? You got like the flu. How much COVID did we have to give a dog to not die before he can catch it sniffing it out the air? Yet niggas are still in wheelchair. We can teach animals to sniff COVID
and survive.
Yeah, that's a therapy animal. I mean, No disrespect to other therapy animals, but one that'll sniff the COVID right out of the air.
And survive? What is his survival rate? Like 1 in 100? Like what? What kind of dog sniffs out an infectious disease? Like, yeah, nigga, that's what that sound, what that smell like over there? Ebola? Nigga, no, there's something strange. Yeah, like,
gets what? A steak.
Yeah.
They do have dogs that can sniff out different shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they juiced it up so much and made it immune to it.
Well, I mean, I think dogs can get the Rona, but I don't know. I don't know. Didn't we do a story about dogs getting the Rona? So, yeah, wear three masks.
A gorilla at the zoo got the Rona. Yeah, nigga, everybody getting it.
Yeah, that story be coming down the pipeline. So Dr. Fauci has something to say about that. Moving on, Fauci, one more thing. The Taliban say it would now ban all music and women in sports.
Sigh.
Wear nine masks. Sing to yourself. Wear six masks.
I'm just, bruh, we're losing our mind. There ain't nobody talking about that shit. Them niggas ban all music. Nigga, how hard is it to ban all music? What, they gonna be humming underneath your breath? What are we doing over here, man?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's on my mind. And I was listening today, and they were like, the all-male government of the Taliban. I was like, well, that's some shit.
Do they want dirty dancing?
I read that shit earlier, too. I was like, what? That shit should get me. That shit getting scary.
Oh, that's how we're leaving it? All right.
Do you want Footloose? Because that's how you get Footloose.
Footloose.
Nobody wants Footloose.
Do you want Dirty Dancing? Because that's how you get Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but ain't no Dirty Dancing over there. the Dirty Dozen.
No, it ain't.
Moving on to the Hillbilly of the Week. The ticket agent who helped the September 11 hijacker make flight find forgiveness. First of all, bro, I never heard of you. Von Alex will never forget the faces of the two 9/11 people. You think about that shit. When you see those two faces, do you come back to work tomorrow or do you just duck off and be like, shit, bro, I don't know nothing about none of that? Because you know the camera was fuzzy as hell back then. They couldn't tell a nigga from a white person.
Nah, man. They found out. They questioned him.
Bruh, when? This nigga didn't hit the news till now. If it was a secret then, it's going to be a secret now. I want regular neighbors.
Oh, no, it's not that. Nah, he kept himself a secret until now is what happened.
Why?
They interviewed him that day. Because he said that he didn't realize he had done it until the interview with the feds. And then he was like, what?
Well, yeah, how would you know? To him, they're just two fucking goombas who are late for a flight, you know?
Yeah, yeah. He said they were acting weird, you know? He said one of them, like, wouldn't respond to questions and some shit. But what are you going to do, man? You can't.
You're making shit wages. You like, fuck it, dog. Here's your plane over here.
Like that man said, they gave him a dossier. He said there must have been 3,400 people came in contact with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just one of those people.
But why come out on the news now? Hey, brother, these folks ain't forgiving. This the internet season. You should have never brought your ass out there with that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm going to get 50 likes. Moving on to Joe Biden. This nigga here thought he going to get 1,000 likes, and now he finna get 999 strikes. So Biden, some people are with it, some people are not with it. Biden announced his sweeping vaccine mandate affecting millions of workers, private sector as well, and government workers. Some people have the feelings about it, but guess what we're going to do?
Mind our business.
Mind our motherfucking business and move down to Donald Trump and TMZ.com while Donald Trump up here propping bets. People have got prop bets on Donald Trump about how many times he going to say Sleepy Joe, fake news, China, when he hosting an Evander Holyfield. What is he hosting, Evander Holyfield fight?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, man. Can I tag on to this?
You shared it. Why not?
Oh, shit. It happened. And I woke up the next morning to see what it was Trump was hosting a no rules boxing contest of some sort. And that's all it said, no rules boxing.
And, a fight club, illegal fight club.
Yeah. So in the, you know, they're taking bets in Vegas about, they're taking bets in Vegas about how many times he was going to mention Biden. And then I talked to y'all about this, and then I went to bed and got up, and the story the next morning was like, Trump talks about Biden in speech at boxing match. I was like, oh shit. Somebody got paid.
Damn, I wish that would have been me.
We could have got in, but
how the fuck do you sit those eyes? Like, nigga, who comes? If a man came to me and said, hey, bro, you want to bet on how many times Trump say this? Sound like a scam to me, dog.
We'll give those numbers. Maybe we can get those numbers for the next
episode. It depends. He has a few words in his repertoire that he has to say every time. It was great. I bet you $1 million, nigga. Tremendous. He said it was tremendous.
Yeah.
In the next 6 seconds.
And do you got Evander Holyfield later? Because that motherfucker got worked.
No, you can just put it in right now.
Whoa.
Evander got beat up.
Oh, yeah, the real deal got TKO'd first round, I'm pretty sure.
I think
he got knocked down. Of course, Evander's like, I mean, he hits hard, but I wasn't in trouble. The ref shouldn't have stopped it. But from what I understand, his ass almost got knocked through the ropes at one point.
I always remember, first your birth, then there's teenage years, then there's you. You slowly lose that youth, no matter how big you are, how strong you are.
Yeah.
Eventually, somebody going to knock you out the ring, dog.
Then Bella Ford called out fucking Logan Paul or Jake Paul, whichever one of them. And man, I hope he accepts that fight. Stop fighting these bums.
Is that the one that had to fight with Holyfield?
No.
He trying to get a fight. Oh, that's a big crack of that. He going to break Jake Paul's jaw. He ain't going to be pretty no more.
Oh, there ain't no way Jake Paul takes that fight. None.
He want $25 million to get both his jaws broke.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, dude, that guy would fucking knock his head off his shoulders. Like,
yeah.
So many. Do you think so?
Oh, dude.
And then he burned up.
That guy would used up. Maul. That guy would maul Jake Paul.
Nobody says shit, but he still looks like a Neanderthal.
Dude, I might even pay for that goddamn pay per view. If he fought Jake Paul, I might pay for that one.
If he fight Tyson, that
nigga, I'm the one money, man. Nigga, trash.
Dude, if he got Tyson, I'd buy that twice.
Yeah, if he fight Tyson, I'd watch a nigga die. Hey, I ain't seen no good boxing match in 20 years, nigga. I got 6 seconds on death.
It'll be that. Let's move on down to the next person who may be facing death. Woo, as you sprinkle all that news from Donald Trump, we're not going to talk about him talking about except for Gettysburg when he talking about Robert E. Lee.
I missed this story.
We got to take that nigga Twitter away.
I thought they banned him already. I ain't getting back on.
I missed it. What did he say, y'all?
He was talking about a Robert Lee E, how Robert E. Lee would have helped won the war in Afghanistan. It wouldn't be so terrible. Except for when Robert E. Lee went to Gettysburg.
Robert E. Lee?
This nigga, he got old war tactics in his mind.
That nigga, he putting four wars together.
This nigga playing Risk.
Yeah. What? He lost, though.
Yeah, he did. He surrendered.
Yeah.
That nigga took his shoes off and said, I don't want no more.
They made him write out paper.
And then Grant told him,
put your shoes on, son.
Yeah.
Get ready.
That's the thing for the show. Moving on to the next man who need to put his shoes on. Giuliani, boy, we got to sprinkle this nigga in the news. He was captured on video rambling about a speech from 9/11. And then he started impersonating Queen Elizabeth. I just want to say this before this shit started. This nigga has lost his mind. Brandon.
She said, you did a wonderful job on September 11th. And therefore, I'm making you an honorary knight commander of the Royal something or other. I turned down a knighthood because if you took a knighthood, you had to lose your citizenship. I know Prince Andrew is very questionable now. I never went out with him. Ever. Never had a drink with him. Never was with a woman or a young girl with him. Ever. One.
Dear God, what am I talking about that?
Nigga, what? You are in the hole of life. Nigga, you were trying to crawl out the belly of the beast. Nigga, look, what are you doing? We almost forgot about you.
Dude,
What was the context? Why did he bring up Prince Andrew?
Just because Queen Elizabeth, you know.
Oh, but my God.
There was absolutely no point to bring up Prince Andrew. He didn't have to at all. He did that because he did some shit with Prince Andrew, and now he's trying to deny it.
Unless I'm mistaken, Prince Andrew was apprehended by the police 2 days ago or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, for his meetings with Epstein, allegedly. Ooh. Yeah, of which there's pictures, but...
Is it me? These niggas just dry snitching on the whim, and they can't tell. Like, he just went out there. I never been with a little girl. I'm like, this what? Then you just went left for what reason? You out here dry snitching, telling on yourself? Good. Lock him up.
They should have get you chin checked in the real world.
Yeah. Who said he mentioned the queen? He must be with Prince Andrew.
Yeah, you know, nobody. Like, nobody said that. He just offered up all of this information on his own for no reason. Like, bruh, how are you a lawyer?
This man has lost his mind, bro. He has lost. I don't know what kind of Trump satanic juice he giving a motherfucker, bro. He had, like Brandon said, how are you a lawyer? How did you bring New York together after 9/11 when you up here old senile and talking just foolish?
I quit while he was ahead, man.
You would think all that fighting the mob would have taught him how to be tight-lipped, but, you know.
Tomfoolery, boy.
Hey, you know what happened. That nigga Prince Philip started saying. Hey, bro, you going, hey, look, bro, I'm telling you. Y'all got to watch this nigga. He been getting sloppier and sloppier.
No doubt.
Time going on, I said, bro, they done seen you on camera with a little girl about to pull out game, about to be strong. You shouldn't be talking about none of that shit.
He making a joke of it so people won't believe him when he go to jail. See, you know I was joking, everybody. Yeah nigga, but we didn't ask for those jokes.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. It's a stunning story. You know, it's mind blowing. Like Brandon said, he's obviously lost it.
Yeah, we're all coming tonight on Thursday in jail, nigga. Be prepared.
Man, he'll probably be swindling them niggas out of their goddamn they money and their food and commissary. Nigga, I get 10 years off your life sentence. Nigga, come on in my office.
Yeah.
Giuliani got it, baby. He got me 10 off, but yeah, got 25 like, put back on.
I bet the queen was. How many soups?
How many soups?
Oh, goddamn swindler, goddamn what's the name? Moving on to somebody who need to put their shoes on. Let's get on down to CBS News. They ain't got nothing to talk about. So allegedly, a thinner, more elegant Kim Jong-un appears in North Korea parade. He had two little girls holding on to him. Like I said in the back of my mind, that clone must be working because that nigga looks sick. He looks sick in that photo. Like he can barely walk. That's why they had the two girls holding him. Y'all better equal me out or he gets shot. Yes, sir. Allegedly. Not really. Sorry.
Allegedly. But, you know.
I think it's crazy that we get so much footage from over there. I'm like, ain't we banned from being over there? How y'all keep getting all these pictures?
Man.
And this video.
How you think he keeping fat? He's selling them to entertainment tonight. Nigga, we don't need no more pictures.
Yeah, TMZ play big bucks.
And they use two teenage girls. All right, this is all allegedly, a bunch of allegedly's in this. They used two teenage girls to assassinate his brother or his stepbrother. Remember?
Bro, that ain't allegedly. Yeah. They have been caught and already executed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I just don't want to get nuked. But, you know, so.
You in America, Jack. You ain't got enough to live anyway, nigga. We in the pandemic every day. If we lose gas for 2 weeks, niggas would be shooting people in the street.
I just watched the interview, like, yesterday, so.
Hey, man, we appreciate you being nice and lean and thin. Where your sister at? I need to see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The COVID fence went around, and I need to see the pictures.
Where is that girl that was supposed to take over?
Yeah, with them tubes up in her mouth. We need to get them on the internet. Because y'all been gone for about 6 months. I'm just putting it out there. But let's sprinkle our lives on down. We're going to hit you with our favorite quote of the day, Brandon.
Put your fucking shoes on.
That's even better. Yeah. Goddamn Brandon over here slipping. Moving on, it ain't any good, don't want it, will. Sometime God give it, and sometime he take it away. We do appreciate the take it, but this week we do have a little giving.
Boo. Oh, give it, brother. Give it.
Oh, y'all waiting for this. Judge Judy is returning back to TV. All those grandparents who be sitting in the house missing her, they got something to watch again. She coming back with her granddaughter. I don't know why. Why do we let people practice law and send niggas to jail on live TV?
Like Extreme Akeem and all of them.
Who the hell is Extreme? We know he black because his name is Hakeem. But what makes him?
He was late night. He's Brandon can vouch for this. He had a late night like a TBS show, and he had a bat. He'd come out with a bat.
Yeah,
and he made people do stuff. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, like, somebody didn't, you're like, you're supposed to wash her dog. You didn't wash her dog. And then they make them like wash themselves in front of a crowd or something. Like, but like Jamar said, why are they allowed to do this?
And this bitch is making like bank.
Yeah.
She was getting like $50 million a year. Look how much Judge Judy is worth. She can buy us 10 times over and clone our bodies and kill us again and buy us back.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Brandon?
You know what I tell Judge Judy?
I do not have the money, okay? Did you hear me?
Yeah, again, on Jamar's point, well, what is the capacity of her granddaughter? Is she going to be sitting on like a little stand next to her?
Man, that'd be awesome.
sir.
Why you little?
I just want to say one thing. Judge Judy looks like she's 972. I don't know what the hell they were doing for her for 19 years. Maybe all that makeup. But her bailiff looking goddamn like he missed one step in life. Damn, nigga, you look good. Good.
Yeah, she looks like she's about to like take over an amusement park and get some trouble to Scooby-Doo.
Bruh. Do
y'all
know?
Agatha had it. Go ahead.
Do y'all know? I forgot that, and I think it went up to like 40. Her mother, in 2007, she averaged $25 million a year for her show. Bruh, she banked. She got plenty of money, nigga. She's the highest judge television paid personality ever.
It's like three
how
times.
How much is Judge Judy net worth?
More than Wapner. That's a shame.
Steinlin's salary was.
Wapner kind of played himself out, though, you know? Like,
he's going to get his own show, be like Steve. You know, how the hell Steve take over? Steve was a security guard. How this monkey ass nigga take over for my boy? Yeah.
But are y'all ready to be disgusted with y'all lives?
Yes.
Apparently, August 6, 2020, her net worth is $440 million.
Oh, more than Master P.
My nigga, she don't sell no merchandise. I want y'all to understand that.
Damn, bullshit. There's Judge Judy merchandise out there somewhere.
it's hot merchandise. It ain't nothing she signed off on.
I don't
know. Moving on to somebody who didn't sign off on something, but go ahead, Brandon. Brandon, Dusty, who was that?
It was me. I was just saying, I don't know. I'm pretty sure Judge Judy has a slice of that fucking bootleg Judge Judy wear.
Nigga didn't tell you quit bootlegging my shit. You want to get 40 paddles. Hold up, bitch. 40 paddles? What are we? I thought you were sending me to jail. Nigga, I'm out the business.
I love her.
Moving on to somebody who should not be.
Huh? I was saying Extreme Akeem steps out of the shadows. He's her enforcer.
Yeah.
I'm finna see who this nigga Extreme Akeem. I can't wait to see this nigga.
I want to ask one question. We all believe, you know, vaccines or whatever. Why do we pay surgeons? Shouldn't it be a legal limit on what them niggas should not be doing to people?
Surgeons?
Plastic surgeons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question, Mar, because, like, at a point, they get in danger going into the surgery. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, I don't mean to, like, immediately point to somebody, but Donda, the album, the lady, the album Kanye named after,
yeah,
she died getting plastic surgery.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the ones they make. Oh, you were so beautiful. Like, why would you let her keep coming back to make her look like a ghoul or make him look like a ghoul?
Yep.
So, you know, let's move on down to some rapper named Don Sir.
Hold on, Jamar. Y'all didn't tell me Extreme Hakeem was a white fella.
I wanted you to experience all of that yourself.
Y'all let this nigga on national television. I'll be honest,
I did not assume he was white when I saw his name.
Hakeem, I don't know no white people named Hakeem. If you know any white people named Hakeem, call in, write
in. Comment below.
Go ahead, Jamal. Hey, Jamal, look at this nigga. I'm going to send you a picture. Well, let me tell you, boy, his dad was partially black.
I believe he might be like Greek or something. His last name has like 106 vowels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, right.
Well, moving. Let's get back on this goddamn dragon. I mean, his wagon. You motherfucker. So a rapper named Don Sir, he has gold chains surgically implanted in the head in place of his hair.
Oh, hair.
Yeah. Millions of dollars worth of goddamn hair.
Brandon.
Yes.
Me and Jamal know what women do with bitches with weave in. You know how easy it is to pull a bitch scalp out when that shit glued in.
No, I do not.
Man, I've have seen some. I'm telling you, man, hospital, they got to patch that shit up. You know, I used to be in the old school Twilight Zone and had to wrap their head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got to cover that meat up. Your brain be showing.
Why would they do that to me?
You be looking like a guy. That nigga be looking like a Cinnabon from goddamn Hellraiser. If he go past the wrong microwave or some nigga feel like snatching his scalp out. Hold on, bro. You look like Freddy Krueger.
I hope he doesn't need an MRI anytime soon.
Oh shit. No.
I want y'all nigga to understand that this fool, he must don't know that gold get heavy. They gonna stretch all that flesh off your brain.
Right.
It's fool's gold. Yeah. I just put that in there because I bet you other countries are looking and just rubbing their hands. I can't believe it. These niggas are insane.
This nigga ain't gonna have another good night's sleep, never.
Like, bruh, he can go to a part of Africa where they will slice, they'll take every bit of their hair off. Like, he's screaming down the street.
Oh, they will not surgically remove it. They gonna gangster remove it. Just rip it off. You don't need it.
This is when I tell you, we need to stop plastic surgeries from doing shenanigans.
Exactly, yeah.
Dude, fuck that. Let him live his best life. Yeah.
The term chain snatcher takes.
Bro, this nigga gonna be looking like a Ren and Stimpy cartoon.
Somebody's gonna run by give a diamond cutter. Yeah.
I'm gonna break something down to you easy. Niggas will kill you for $5. What you think they'll do to a nigga with $24 million? Let's say $1 million worth of gold in his head scalp.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he a you said he's a rapper, correct?
Or he's if he got $24 million, I ain't got $100,000, so I'm mad as hell that he sat down and made this money and made this bad decision.
I was just throwing a number out there. It's gotta be like a couple million for all this, but the surgery was expensive as well.
Were you thinking that as a rapper he might be safe from something like this?
Well, no, but I just know that he better have the money because he definitely needs bodyguards anywhere he goes, like 24/7.
With his gold hair, yeah. Because this thing, we're not talking about Lil Uzi Vert's head diamond.
This nigga right. About to be looking like Freddy Krueger,
bro. If he ever crowd surf, it's a wrap.
That's what it was. Oh my god, it would be like the end of The Hitcher. People just pulling him in all directions.
Oh yeah.
What a horrible scene.
I just love to see what God let us know how stupid people can get. And they just keep going farther and farther down the rabbit hole, boy. When you don't think people can, nigga was putting bleach in their skin, and nigga had just put gold in place of his hair. Nigga is hair. You know that shit don't stay. That shit don't last forever.
Yeah.
Brandon should be mad with him. Wasting all that good hair for some bullshit.
I'm mad. I'll be mad, yeah, too.
That young man. He got it all ripped out to put gold in. That nigga mama probably like this. This nigga is stupid. You better get all cut now.
I am not concerned about this man anymore.
I didn't think about this, but yeah. Does he have to keep getting his hair cut around the fucking gold?
Did you see the picture?
Nigga, he has no hair. It's like that shit is attached to his scalp some type of way. I don't know what the fuck. They probably made that nigga permanently bald.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, can he like grow an afro around it? Like that might be boss. Yeah.
Nigga looking like a
blood
gangster.
Come from all
raggedy hand dog.
Yeah.
Does
he wash his hair with chain cleaner? You know, like does he gotta leave it in the little thing for overnight?
Yeah, he's got an 80-20 chainsaw mix. Mm.
Bro, he gonna have headaches and he gonna be sleeping on that shit for 20 years. How did I get cancer? Nigga, it might be the bling in your head that you put in place of your scalp.
Kill me.
Nigga, in the summertime, he gonna be dying. That shit gonna be fresh in the wintertime. But moving on to somebody who can no longer be fresh in the wintertime.
This nigga here tripping.
These niggas insane. They don't start putting squirrels on their back. Look at nigga, look at my dime. This is a fresh squirrel.
Rodent me, nigga.
Yeah.
They throwing plague parties and shit. Me, Jermaine, and Brandon and Destin gonna be like, there. I ain't think the world was gonna come to an end this fast. Don't mind if I do. So a woman who was denied her request to finish her job at 5 p.m. This is from the Business Insider too. This is the luckiest woman in the world. So she collect her daughter for daycare. Like she kept going. I guess she kept picking up her daughter late, and that shit gets expensive. Motherfucker told me like $1 a minute. I said $1 a minute.
Oh yeah, them folk don't play. They want all your money.
Can you imagine being 3 hours late stuck in traffic, nigga? And you gotta pay it before you get your child. This he's yours now.
It ain't like the 90s. You remember I used to leave your kids at school all day?
And then if you see the motherfucker just pull them outside, what you mean you ain't paid this week? You gotta come get him. That's what they do to sick children now, right?
What's that?
But good shout out to the lady. She made $254,000 from all the back pay and all the money she lost. So she was like a real estate agent. I'm like, damn, I wish I can go to work and be just, I want a flexible schedule, nigga. I want to work from 8 to 12 o'clock all day and make $100,000 a year. Sound legit, right?
Ain't he good, though, I guess. I mean. Yeah. That seems like good a problem, but I guess not in England.
Well, you know, ain't nobody in England suing McDonald's for hot coffee on their leg.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, that's probably true, too, because the motherfucker probably seen that shit. Oh, hell yeah. Where we going? McDonald's.
Did y'all get the Machine Gun Kelly story?
No, I hate Machine Gun Kelly. What story do we have about Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh, well, since we were talking about the boxing earlier, apparently they were at the MTV Awards, and Conor McGregor took a swing at Machine Gun Kelly in the crowd. Did you hear about that? Anybody hear about this?
What's that?
Conor McGregor took a swing at Machine Gun Kelly at the MTV Awards.
No.
They had to be separated, yep.
Any good, though, won't he will.
That's a little tag on to y'all's boxing stories earlier.
Because, you know, you look at Machine Gun Kelly. You really think he's going to squad up with a nigga?
You should have seen him in the picture, man. He looked like Duran Duran.
You think if a big black dude came up to him, nigga, I want your girlfriend. Megan, go with the man.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice had to face Suge Knight, Kelly. Boy, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he is gangster and try to, you know, but like I said, the way he walked, he got the walk, but he ain't got the goddamn gristle. He looked like that shit weak sauce all day long.
What kind of sauce you want, Wimpy?
The weak sauce.
A little while back, everybody was talking about he was dressed like Kurt Cobain, remember? He had a little Kurt Cobain period. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to Kelly C. Katie C., who loves Machine Gun Kelly. Oh, right. People love Machine Gun Kelly more than they love their children. You need help, people. Moving on and you done fucked up your money, right? Right. Damn, boy. If you a fancy nigga like myself, I'm going to be buying those Apple iPhones next year. No, they come out next month, right? Yeah. You get a new Apple phone, Dusty?
I never get the Nemo, man. It ain't like that.
My nigga, I appreciate you. Don't put it on your motorcycle, because goddamn, if it vibrates too much, it damage your iPhone camera. Nigga, yeah. It is 2021. You nigga can make a camera not waterproof. What they call it? Water resistant.
Vibration resistant.
We opt out on the one screw to make that shit stop. Y'all didn't want to pay extra $100, so fuck it.
Oh, come on, man. The iPhone users would have paid whatever. If that screw was $100, they'd pay for it.
Isn't it insane how much they just love iPhones?
And they're terrible fucking phones.
Terrible. Terrible.
All right, so y'all are all wrong, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's...
You got an iPhone, Dustin?
Yeah, you know it, man. I'm an adult.
Oh, well, you know you got all your connectivity to be together. I like how you tried this. I'm an adult.
But that shit's old, though, because, you know, the biggest difference is a better, more clear camera. And it's like I always tell Brandon, it's like my vision's SD. I'm not going to buy HD. I'm good with I got the 10.
The smartest play ever. I just want to say this by iPhone. Bruh. I never see a nigga talk on the iPhone. Have you ever seen? And you can't even put an iPhone in your ear because you can't even understand a nigga without no $100 iPads. I mean iPods. You see people talking on their Google all the time. You ain't never seen a nigga talking on his iPhone.
I see him talking on the speakerphone a whole bunch.
Yeah, but you know that's some black people with their broke screen.
I don't do FaceTime. That doesn't happen. I don't make phone calls either though. So.
Yeah, I realized I had 700 numbers in my phone. Like, nigga, 4 people called me a week. I used to be cool. But moving on, man. You don't fuck up your money if you buying a new iPhone or you got a motorcycle. Which
it got the shakes.
Especially a heavy-duty motorcycle, they said, like a Harley or something.
Yeah, you take that shit back to Apple. Oh, do you have a motorcycle? How'd you know? We can't replace that, sir. It's not under the warranty.
It's going to be $300.
Yeah, my nigga, it's busted.
That nigga going there, put that screw in there. It's all fixed, huh? Bitch, you fixed that in 2 minutes. That's too fast.
Yeah, I want to stay here for $300 worth of work. That's how crazy we get. It be costing a lot of money. You better not fix that shit in 2 minutes either.
I mean, if I could be candid, I'm not going to lie, it's too much money. You know, like, for instance, I'm just looking at the amount of time it took me to pay it off. It's like longer in my car. You know what I'm saying? And I agree. I was like, this is ridiculous. Man. I mean, what they do is they feed it to you in little monthly payments like everything else. But
that shit get high.
I'm just breaking this down. iPhone be dropping like Jordan's, nigga, every year. We need to make cars last for 2 years, the 2021 and 2022 model. You know, nigga, we don't need a new car every year. Only a new phone right. Every year, nigga. Cut down on some of that shit. You just wasting material that we can be using towards something else.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
And I'd be more likely to upgrade every 3 years. You know, like the technology isn't good enough anymore for an every year
right
thing. You know, like when cell phone technology was racing forward at a fucking drastic rate there in like the early 2000s. Yeah. It was worth getting something like every year or every other year, you know, but now.
You know, all kinds of different processors have plateaued and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can only get so fast now, you know. I mean, the folding shit that Samsung has is dope. I think that's probably the next wave.
Yeah. Yeah, and resolution, let's be honest, it's only changed like twice in the last 30 years. So anyway.
that new Google Pixel, baby, $499, $599. Step your game up. Moving on down to something that is $299 stinking American dollar, all the way from CNN. Y'all, we know most of y'all, we all should be wearing glasses, I think. The radiation from back in the old days fucked up everybody's vision. The
microwave fucking up our brain.
Fucking up our eyes. So, hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
I actually had to get this clip for Facebook. So, Facebook and Ray-Ban are combining together to make some glasses. Like the Google glasses, that nigga 2 years late. But, you know, these new glasses, you can take pictures. They let people know when you're taking pictures. That'll only take 10 minutes to hack. Nigga gonna be in there stealing everything, your password, your goddamn Instagram photo, motherfucker stealing the menu. It gonna be easy to case a place out with them glasses. But we gonna play the commercial.
No, we're not, because the link you sent me was no good.
You SOB. But they actually got Mark Zuckerberg on it. This nigga act like he cannot talk to more than one person in the room. Had to be three people in the room, and he was so uncomfortable explaining these glasses. They have this little button on them, and when they come on, it lets people know you're recording. I'm like, this nigga, who pays attention to that?
Why are rich people selling us stuff? Y'all don't sell well.
Nah, that's true, because not what y'all do.
Yeah, look. Elon Musk, nigga, do your job. Quit speaking to people.
Making the whole stock market fluctuate.
Nobody bought the Google glasses. Why would you want to buy $300 Ray-Ban glasses?
Bruh, all this shit gonna do is have some niggas out there taking pictures of girl booties when they be walking. Or some girl taking a picture of a nigga out there playing football, zooming in. Yeah. The zoom in process is gonna be dope. Watch and see.
Yeah. It's like when 3D movies came back and you're like, oh, they got new technology. And like, wait a minute, this is the same bullshit.
Yeah. Bruh, you know how many people should be upset that they pay all that money for a 3D TV?
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, I would be pissed.
Them glasses cost $300 if you lose them. I say, y'all nigga buying the TV to go blind at home. That's how I feel about 3D television. Like, nigga, what? I don't want to go blind here.
Yeah.
So we'll just move on from these Ray-Bans. You know what? I'm going to be waiting on them flea market ones. Hopefully I get some laser vision.
No, that motherfucker going to burn your eyebrows off.
I want them knockout version. They're going to be in the mall. We got these new video things. $15.
Hey, anybody else smell smoke?
Why don't I have eyelashes all of a sudden?
Yeah, they gone, nigga. You felt them singeing off when you were looking at that booty. Nigga, looking at twerk video. Bro, they gonna be so many niggas out there getting harmed.
I can't wait for a nigga to be goddamn trying to put his safe code in. You got everything over there, bub?
Yeah. Watch this nigga for 24 hours. He ain't took these glasses off yet.
Nigga, we're casing the whole joint. I tell you what, boy, white people don't never think about the criminals. If a nigga would have thought about the ski man before he made it, he would have saved a lot of people some money. Always when you make something, think about criminals using it on the back end.
The most useless booty eating machine. That's all that shit for. That shit just useless. Like, the ski mask make you scary looking, nigga. Like, I don't want to see you out on the snow with this.
Who wears it? Why do they wear jackets
for that? That nigga said assassin.
It's true though. Like, I've never seen a regular person. I don't think wear. Yeah.
Please don't let me see you like that. As a matter of fact, even if I know you, don't run up on me at night.
Dude. You know?
Oh, give a fuck if it's 10 feet of snow out there, nigga. You better not drop my piece off with a goddamn ski mask on.
Especially not.
I might get all dirty hair with a nigga like, whoa, what you? Nigga, you robbing me?
Just putting that out there, people. Quick store. We was an empire when we did our old job. Some hillbilly and labor pool came with a ski mask on. You can't be wearing that, buddy.
This nigga thought it was funny. I looked at him like that. Oh, you might not be trying to work today.
I mean, it is funny.
That nigga was trying to go and stop with that on. You know, yeah. Y'all white folks scared. She'll get you blown the next week.
I was about to say something. Fucking hood ass liquor stores. You're about to get stroked.
Moving on to the next story. Goddamn. You don't fuck up your money if you're trying to go to France for that American hillbilly syndrome. That shit don't spread it like the locust. The motherfucker in France is fighting with baseball bats and everything. Yeah. The vaccine fighting the unvaccinated about vaccine passports.
Vax side right. story. Hmm? I said vax side story.
No, yeah, vax. I love it.
Hey, Brandon.
The deltas versus the betas.
Man. Hey, Brandon, if you want to come to France, you better get vaxxed up and you better be bat up.
I don't know what that stick they got that they're swinging at each other is.
Is it a shillelagh?
No, it's long as fuck. It's like a cricket pole. I don't know what the fuck play, but
we beating niggas with sticks. Like, what? It's a virus. You niggas, I hit on. Why would you go hit a man with a stick and still keep your mask on? You already done broke the third wall, my nigga.
You did.
I mean,
Deus Ex Machina, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like I said, they start fucking making motherfuckers line up for it, and yeah, you gonna see.
Yeah, that's the only thing I love about you white people. You gonna ride at the right time, and we gonna be right behind you. Let the fools go first. Go, Jermaine. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You good. I'm like you. I like them niggas giving that pep talk. I need y'all white folks out there protesting.
Sure is what you really made of.
Yeah, nigga, because I don't want it either.
But, bro, is it that bad that we fighting each other in the street? I thought about this the other day. When did we run out of gas for that short time? Was that like 3-4 months ago?
Hell no, that was a month and a half ago where bitches were driving in the ditches and blowing up cars. Like, what?
Was it a month ago, like 2 months ago? Had to be in July, right?
It was, yeah, about a month and a half, maybe two, yeah, somewhere in there.
Like, 2 months at the most. Think about that shit. That's when I like, damn, we in a pandemic. If we run out of gas and food, it's goddamn Mad Max and this bitch nigga in 3 weeks. We are knocking each other out for gas. We was fighting for toilet paper and paper towel. Nigga, every day is a life on the edge in America.
He ain't lying. I don't give a damn what your choice is, but it's your choice. But I'd be damned if I'm finna duke somebody off for some TP. Like, nah, nigga, my water run and the water and the rags clean. My bad, in the words of my mother, the washcloth is clean.
Think about that shit, but every day we're fighting. We ran out of gas. We didn't even really run out of gas. They tell nigga don't top off. They bring the whole Adam family with gas can. We got to fill all this up first, nigga. What the fuck are we doing, man? We have no whatever. Moving on. I want to, you know, we love Buckhead, right? It's getting real dangerous.
That shit like the hood now, like it always been.
Then about them buildings finna be abandoned down there. So a Buckhead Hotel declares they are in default of a $46 million loan mortgage balance. Nigga, have you not paid a dime? How's that your mortgage? Who owns that fucking building? Nigga, I need to talk to your man.
He let you slide for a good minute.
So the Buckhead story, this is I actually been in the hotel, Atlanta Marriott in Buckhead, right across the street from Lenox. How the fuck do you default on a $46.6 million loan?
easy. Them nigga keep building 100 fucking hotels right next to each other. Somebody got to go out of business.
True that. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, them nigga had like a brand new restaurant. That shit was swank.
Yeah, like how many hotels do you need, really? So somebody's got to go.
Bro, you can you realize? Because you can you imagine the sheriff who had to go take the manager that paperwork? Hey, how you doing, man. Officer Carey? Yeah, my nigga, I got some bad news. Give me y'all niggas an eviction notice. I need them people upstairs out their room by tomorrow. Yeah, or possibly today.
I apologize to you, man, but yeah, them lights getting cut off by 1, 2, 3. They gone.
Yeah, you know, this is where you'll fuck up your money. If you actually bought that hotel, you know, when them hotels go under, them niggas do not be trying to pay you back. Talk to our customer service. But you're going out of business, bub.
Yeah, what about my rooms I rented in advance 3 months? Well, you know, we're going to give you a voucher for another hotel. Bro, do you know how many different Marriotts and different fucking Hyatts they have?
Yes.
Why do you need so many hotels if you only got one name?
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.